although I'm starting on Monday back to my walking. And that now, speaking of my walking, that has kept me from listening to podcasts. I am so far behind on podcasts, probably like a week, a minimum of a week. And I saw on Twitter that Big Fatty's good friend Olive passed away. And I have to listen to that show. I know it's only like a 3-minute show, but I need to listen to that because I feel bad for him because he was really, really good friends with Olive. Olive was really, you know, a very good friend of his. So I have to catch up on podcasts. So starting on Monday, I'll be catching up on podcasts. And
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4042, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday the 3rd of August 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've had a busy, busy day, which included... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Coles, Cashes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, before I go any further, y'all, yesterday, Wednesday, y'all, it was, excuse me, I tell you why I'm so sleepy. Wednesday was Mr. Anderson's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it just got away from me when I was recording. So, Faye Driver, I hope that... I hope that you made him a big old piece of cake and that he gave you his birthday spankings. Big Fatty, what the hell? Well, you know, Faye Driver likes that, you know, that rough stuff. Yes, Big Fatty, the rough stuff. Music, we do indeed, y'all. It's kind of been a rough 48 hours, not 48 hours. It's a Big Fatty. It felt like 48 hours. It did, y'all. After I spoke to you yesterday, I got home. You know, we got home from Shady Pines, and then later in the evening, I pulled out Olive's phone and. There was several messages from the Wells Fargo. You know, that's the stagecoach company, they carry the gold bouillon. Oh yes, Big Fatty, it's one of my favorite soups. It was saying that if you did not change your communications. Preferences, contact us immediately. Y'all, excuse me. y'all, I get phlegmy when I hear Archer at the beginning of the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. So, there's not a whole lot that can be done until Big Fatty is officially pronounce the executor with the power, but that has to be done by the government. Yes, Big Fatty, by the probate court. And so it's moving along. But anyway, since I don't have that power yet, I talked to a really nice lady on the cellular telephonic device, and she really couldn't help me because of that. And she did suggest that I make an appointment at one of the local branches, and maybe they could help a little bit more. And I said, thank you for calling. So, y'all, I hung up with her, and I went online, and I found the branch closest to Olive's apartment. And, y'all, they had a opening at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty. And so, y'all, it worried me all night long because I didn't know if... since I couldn't get in and it wouldn't let me update anything, y'all, I was worried. You know, these people nowadays, that y'all, they're just mean. They're just mean. And I didn't want anything to happen to the money in Olive's accounts. I didn't want people to go in there. And, you know, I didn't want it to be... a phishing scheme or anything like that, and you know, or someone on the dark web get in there and just empty it out. And so y'all, I went to bed, y'all. I did not sleep well. It took me a while to fall asleep, and y'all, then I woke up. I woke up a little bit after 5 a.m. in the morning, and I tried to go back to sleep, but it just was not happening. No, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I got up. I did. And my plan was I was going to skip the nipple walk, and I was going to go to Olive's apartment. And there was a problem with his e-letters, too. Something from his cellular telephonic device wasn't forwarding things properly. And so I was going to go over there and see if I could figure that out. And I thought, well, maybe... You know, if the communication preferences have changed, maybe since I'm having a little bit of a hiccup with that, maybe that's causing it. So I went. Anyway, before I get to that, y'all got up. I had washed my brand new sheets on Tuesday night, and so y'all, I got up and stripped the chamber bed, and y'all put on my brand new sheets. So Wednesday night, I'm be sleeping on new sheets and clean. Yes, Big Fatty, the best of all worlds, and you'll soil them by daybreak. Well, maybe, but anyway. So I got up and I had my coffee, I did my puzzles, and I decided, all right, I need to get on over there. And so, y'all, I left here, I left Miss Gail Keene hanging. And I got over to Olive's place, I don't know, about 8:45. And I went up, and the e-letters were working just fine off the computer. And what was I going to say? And I still couldn't get into the Stagecoach accounts. And so y'all, I kind of got my ducks in a row. I had the last will and testament and the death certificate so that I could show them that this was all in the process and everything. Y'all, I had the nicest lady over at the Stagecoach Depot. And y'all, she reiterated that since I wasn't officially the executor yet, that she really couldn't tell me. And I said, I just want to No, you know, is there a way you can freeze the account so nothing happens to it or anything? She says, I can't do anything. It's just the law. How were you able to get in and check his account? And I said, well, I was using his computer and his passwords are stored in the thing and all, in the computer and all. And she goes, well, I said, I think we've been notified that he died. I said, well, I hadn't notified anybody yet because I didn't know if I had the authority to do that or not. And I just got the death certificates. So she says, the only thing I can tell, and she says, sometimes we get notified in different ways. Oftentimes it's from the Social Security. And she says, the only thing I can tell you is if we have been notified. And so she went and looked at the accounts, and she says, "We have been notified," which would put my mind at ease, because that tells me that they shut it down and that it wasn't rerouted or nothing nefarious was going on. Big Fatty, I have not heard of nefarious in years. You know, nefarious used to be my stripper name back in my sleazier days. It's like memory lane. Anyway, so y'all, I was done at the bank by 9:45 a.m. in the morning, and Olive's sister was coming to town between 11:30 a.m. and noon. So I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do? And y'all, I had bought some things at the Lowell's that I needed to take back. So there was a Lowell's over near Olive's apartment. So I went and took that back, and I looked around for a few little things and all that, you know, just piddling around, wasting time. And y'all, I was done there by 10 a.m. in the morning. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to the Von's East. And I went to the Von's East, closest to where Olive lived. And y'all, I did my grocery shopping, didn't buy anything in the frozen food area. But y'all have decided we're having open-faced Sloppy Joes on a fright with the tater tots. And y'all, we're going to do a chopped solid. It's going to be like a wedge solid, but I'm going to chop it all up instead of everybody having a wedge. And mainly because I bought the bagged solid instead of heads of what is that called? Iceberg. And so anyway, I finished my shopping, and I said, well, I'm still early. I'll go get Ruby Red washed. And y'all, there's a car wash that's on my washing subscription over near him. So I went, and y'all, I was in the car wash, and I get a textimonium from Olive's niece saying, Mom is running a little early today. She should be there by 11:15 a.m. in the morning, but don't rush yourself. I said, well, actually, that'll be about right for when I'll be arriving. Y'all, I get there, I don't know, maybe about 10 after 11, and she and his niece's husband, so I guess that would be his nephew-in-law or whatever. The sister and the nephew-in-law, they arrived, and we went up to the apartment. And, you know, I just talked over some things that that I had questions on. And, Betty, what is all that noise? Oh, Archer has completed something. And, you know, y'all, I think I mentioned to you that the funeral home, and Digger might have insight into this, I don't know. You know, he's a long-standing member of the business, but I don't know if he's up on his requirements or anything nowadays. But y'all, there was no urn for Olive. He was in a very strong cardboard box, which is kind of the standard thing they put the cremains in. But the funeral director says, Olive and Miss Kitty said they both bought these nice urns on one of their trips to Africa. Big Fatty, did they see Hendrick? No, I don't think so. But I said, well, okay. And I'm going, I've never seen an urn at Olive's apartment. And y'all went through looking for it, couldn't find it. So when his sister got there, I said, now, I was told this. And she was like, huh? And so, y'all, they are going, his sister is going to take care of an appropriate vessel, and they are going to get a matching marker metal marker for olives planting. Fatty, not a planting. I told him, I said, you send the bills to me and the estate will pay for that. And they said that they would like to have Olive's car. And I told them, I can't give it to you. I have to sell it to you. So they're going to keep that in mind. And they're going to give me a final. And y'all, if Randy in the Penis Slovenia says, a big Freddy, how much you want for that car? And anyway. So it looks like it's going to be sold to the family. Sorry, Randy. You know, he's the number three fan of the BFO for 2023. All that was over. We went around and looked at pictures and little items that they'd like to have and all this kind of stuff. And it was just a real nice visit. And, by the way, speaking of a real nice visit, y'all, I was visited by one of my straight boyfriends, Phil. You know, Phil used to be out there in the Oregon. He's somewhere in one of those meatloaf states now, I think. But he says, Brick Freddy, I'm joining the ranks of the retired. I've sold my business. And he says, I gotta help this young whippersnapper that's bought it. Just make sure he knows how it all works. And y'all, his health is good, and he's looking forward to the retirement. But anyway, y'all, I don't know where I was going with that. Big Fatty off the tracks, where you always go. So y'all, I got home, put away my provisions, and the NIP sent me a message. Said, you're home already? I said, y'all, and I was home around 12:30 p.m. Well, it was before the 12 o'clock news was over. And, y'all, I ate me a little something. And, oh, Big Fatty, you went to the Von's East and you're not giving us the coupon. Well, I forgot. So I guess I'll have to do the coupon on Tamari's little show. Y'all, we did stop by the Kohl's on the didn't want to go to the Costco. So we went by the Kohl's because, y'all, Big Fatty had $45 in Kohl's cash. And, y'all, he's burning a hole in my pocket. I picked up I needed some new chip clips. So I got those, and I got a couple of new pincher things. What are those called? Prongs. What is that? I got a red, white, and blue patriotic tablecloth, and I got a thing. It's kind of like a claw that you claw in the dirt. The NIP had one of those, and I used it several times. I borrowed it, so I got myself one. And I bought all of that. I got a senior citizens discount, and y'all, I saved $71.43, and I spent $1.68, and that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I am going to El Dentisto today. Big Fatty, is it at 2:30? No, it's at noon. Y'all, I got in touch with the art appraiser to find out what needs to be done about getting Olive's artwork appraised. And, y'all, if it's not one thing, it's another. Yes, Big Fatty, that's called life. So y'all, I'm looking forward to the Big Brother. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer over there. And y'all, Archer, what do you have to say about Big Fatty's day? Big Fatty, that sounds like you last night worrying about the Pony Express. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message, or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.